White, James, Amherst, Massachusetts, August 27, 1871. Dear husband, our meeting has progressed well thus far. There has been a good interest from the first. There were 50 to 100 came forward twice yesterday. Several kept the Sabbath for the first time and seemed decided to persevere. I have labored hard. I could not help it. Last night I slept but little, had a disturbance of the bowels. I feel tolerable well today. The cars have brought quite a crowd of people. I lodge in Sister Harris's tent. The tent is small. Three of us sisters lodge here, and Willie has bedding and lodges in the large tent with Brother Harris's boys. We eat with Sister Harris. Her husband is not at the meeting. I thought it would be necessary for me to be very careful and keep from every appearance of evil, as you are not with me. Of those who came forward yesterday, nearly all arose and spoke. There was much feeling. Willie does not seem to take hold yet, but I hope he will get interested. I see that he attends every meeting. This is not as convenient a place as at Lancaster. It is not as accessible, and there will not be nearly as many out as attended at Lancaster. Yet, we think many are being helped. I am disappointed in not seeing any of Brother Belden's family here. I can but feel an interest for them, and for my relatives also who are not in the truth. I wrote you from Rochester, from Worcester, and from the campground. Tomorrow I shall read an appeal to the people and tell them just how you are situated. As yet, the character of the meeting would not admit of introducing our case, fearing the minds would be diverted from the work. August 28th. Yesterday the attendance was large. It was estimated that about 2,000 were present, but the most irreligious set that we ever had out to meeting. The interest among our brethren has been good. The young have made good moves. Brother Stratton's children came forward for prayers, and his eldest daughter, about 15 years of age, has spoken in every conference meeting since. Brother Madison of New Hampshire had become discouraged, but he took a good start. He could not be prevailed upon to make the attempt again, but I felt that I must go to him and insist upon his coming forward. He had been weeping and feeling deeply, but had no power to move. I took him by the arm and led him along. Since then, he has spoken well and feelingly in every meeting. I have been called away from my writing to talk with the parents of a crippled boy. They think of sending him to Health Institute. A fine-appearing man came to me and conversed about his own case. He is an invalid, but able to walk 3 miles a day. I advised him to come to the Health Institute. He takes Jackson's paper, eats no meat, butter, or spices, drinks no tea or coffee. He is about decided to go to Battle Creek, but is in limited circumstances. This morning I made quite a lengthy appeal to the people with good effect. Then Brother Littlejohn arose and made the most able-pointed speech I ever listened to in behalf of the Health Institution and the Association. Every word could be put in print just as he uttered them. I prize Brother Littlejohn more highly every day. Then Brother Andrews presented the printed request of Battle Creek in behalf of the two institutions. 1,700 has already been raised. Your call is for 3,000, rather large for this conference, but they are determined to bring up the amount to 2,000 and set down. Last night we had a powerful rain that almost flooded us out. In many of the tents was a foot of water, some say 3 feet. I had not much sleep. We were comfortable. Our beds were raised on frames built for the purpose. Many got very wet, but today they are as cheerful and happy as though they had not been drowned out. In the tent where Brethren Andrews, Littlejohn, Smith, and Rodman lodged, they first prepared boards for them to place their beds on. Then they got joists. Next, they got benches. The water was 2 feet deep in their tent. Many had to do in the same way. This is not the place for camp meetings. The meeting breaks up tomorrow. I have tried to write you all the particulars. Emma Sturges has had no benefit of meeting because obliged to cook in the provisions stand with several others. Brother and sister Gage cooked all night on Thursday night. No bakers to depend on for supplies. Brother Andrews gave his judgment decidedly that this was not the place for camp meeting, but the Hastings, Farnsworth, and a few of the old hands overruled the matter and brought it here. I have not heard a word from you. I am anxious to hear. Write me just how you get along. I feel anxious for you. In much love, your Ellen. Postscript. Books by Express and Melons just came. Thank you for the lemons. Wish Willie's linen coat had been sent with them, but we can get along. Only one more meeting to attend. Ellen.